In this bulletin, Joe Biden accuses Donald Trump of turning the United States into a battlefield. Dozens have been injured in U.S. protests in more than 75 cities. And an Australia push to host the rugby championship in a quarantine hub format. I'm Asal Mughalib, and this is SBS News. United States Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he will not fan the flames of hate if he's elected in November. Mr. Biden spoke in Philadelphia, one of the many U.S. cities rocked by violent demonstrations since the death in police custody of George Floyd. Mr. Biden says Floyd's death is a wake-up call for the nation that must force the country to address the stain of systematic racism. He blasted Donald Trump, accusing him of turning the nation into a battlefield riven by old resentments and fresh fears. Mr. Biden promised to address injustices suffered by African Americans if he is elected to office.
I won't traffic in fear and division. I won't fan the flames of hate. I'll seek to heal the racial wounds that have long plagued our country, not use them for political gain. I'll do my job and I will take responsibility. I won't blame others. I will never forget. I promise you, this job is not about me. It's about you. It's about us.
Meanwhile, protesters are also frustrated with President Donald Trump's threat to call on the U.S. military to quash the unrest. Speaking to SBS News from a protest in Washington, CNN reporter Boris Sanchez says the demonstrators are furious.
Well, there's been tremendous anger among protesters, and perhaps the best example of what that threat from the president looks like we saw last night here, just steps outside the White House.
Australia's diplomats in Washington have contacted the State Department over the police beating of a Channel 7 reporter and camera operator during protests outside the White House. Amelia Brace was clubbed with a truncheon and Tim Myers was hit with a riot shield while covering the demonstrations in Washington's Lafayette Square. The police assaults took place as the area was being cleared to allow President Trump to walk to a nearby church and pose for photographs while holding a Bible. Australia's ambassador to the U.S., Arthur Synodinos, says the Australian embassy has had discussions with the State Department to find out where a complaint should be targeted. He says he understands Channel 7 will make a formal police complaint. Around 3,000 protesters have rallied in Sydney in solidarity with Americans demonstrating against the death of George Floyd. Protesters marched from Hyde Park to the state parliament, urging the government to address police violence and racism. One protester, Rodney, says racism needs to come to an end.
I'm here today to support the Indigenous community and the African American community, and more importantly, the world community, because racism is at the fore. Black men, women are being killed at an alarming rate in both countries, and there needs to be attention to it to stop it.
The rally happened hours after New South Wales police announced they had started an internal investigation into the arrest of an Indigenous teenager in the Surry Hills area following a video showing the 17-year-old being slammed into the ground was shared on social media. Another protester says what's happening to people of color in America is not isolated.
It's just gut-wrenching, the climate of what's happening in America. And it's also happening here in Australia, though it's subtle. The racism is real for me.
Authorities in Iraq are continuing to enforce a curfew with all public gatherings banned in an effort to minimize the spread of COVID-19. Parks and mosques are all but empty as the lockdown in the country's capital, Baghdad, continues. Checkpoints have been established across Baghdad with police officers and soldiers deployed to ensure people are complying. Only security forces and health workers are exempt from curfew restrictions. Spokesman for the health ministry, Safe Better, says the threat of the virus is very real.
The most recent cases were in Baghdad, so we isolated six districts in Baghdad, three in the Kark and three in Rizava. Unfortunately, many of these areas have turned into hotbeds for this epidemic. Therefore, we focused our efforts on a field survey, and indeed, we discovered many cases.
The nationwide curfew, which started on the 31st of May, is set to end on the 6th of June. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, is calling out the double standards of foreign governments over national security, pointing to the unrest in the United States as an example. Ms. Lam is criticizing other countries for taking their own national security seriously, but not that of China or Hong Kong. Ms. Lam says any countries that attempt to affect relations or impose sanctions will only impact themselves.
My stance is to point out to the American government and indeed to other governments, should that occasion arise, that they will be hurting their own interests in Hong Kong. And so we have substantiated by giving the trade figures, which are always to the American favor in terms of the trade surplus they have been enjoying from this bilateral trading goods with Hong Kong.
Britain is calling on China to return from the brink over the national security law in Hong Kong. The British government says the law violates Beijing's international commitments to the One Country, Two Systems agreement. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has told British Parliament China still has a chance to change its direction.
There is time for China to reconsider. There is a moment for China to step back from the brink and respect Hong Kong's autonomy and respect China's own international obligations. And we urge the government of China to work with the people of Hong Kong, with the Hong Kong government, to end the recent violence and to resolve the underlying tensions based on political dialogue.
Hundreds of protesters have taken to the streets of Rome to condemn the government's handling of the coronavirus outbreak. Right-wing opposition leaders Matteo Salvini of the Northern League and Giorgia Meloni of the Brothers of Italy parties led the march. There was little sign of social distancing, with only some of the protesters wearing masks. Mr. Salvini says the government needs to show they are capable of leading the country through the crisis.
We bring new ideas, and I want to thank President Mattarella for choosing to be here in Rome and for choosing to go to Lombardy later today to stop the shameful controversy there on hospitals, doctors, administrators, and deaths in Lombardy. I double thank President Mattarella. But the Parliament and the current government need to prove they are able to reopen the schools, to reform the justice system, to reform the tax system. We keep making proposals. We will see how many of them they will accept.
To sport, and Rugby Australia is in discussions with New Zealand, South Africa and Argentina in a bid to set up a hub in Australia for a shortened version of the Rugby Championships. The beleaguered organization is also looking to expand the Bledisloe Cup series against the Kiwis to four tests. Interim Chief Executive Rob Clark has foreshadowed more job cuts after earlier announcing a third of the organization's full-time staff will lose their jobs in coming months.
I think there's opportunities for greater efficiency across the whole rugby community and how we deliver our programs. And where there are duplication in areas, then we should look at that. And I'm in constant dialogue with the member union CEOs to see how we can work smarter together to ensure that both at their end and at our end, we're only doing things once and we're using resources aligned rather than duplicated.
The organization is looking to save at least $5.5 million. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, clouds clearing at 23 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, possible showers, 14. Hobart, similar with 11 degrees. Canberra, early fog, then mostly sunny, 13. Wollongong, becoming windy, mostly sunny, 17. Sydney, a similar forecast at 18. Newcastle, windy and partly cloudy, 18. Brisbane, sunny, 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny with 31 degrees.